Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan, and welcome to another special episode in this new series for influencers. It's a sort of behind-the-scenes look into my career as an author, speaker, coach, seminar leader, online trainer, social media thought leader, what we just call now the influencer industry. It's how I run my influencer career, and I like to share some tactical things with you here in this episode that I know you'll love. Now, this audio is actually pulled from our influencer business program. If you haven't heard what that is, that's where I go live every single month and I teach you how do you build a personal brand. How do you get a bigger audience following you? How do you make money from that? How do you build community and impact? How do you launch podcasts and courses and do email marketing and everything you see us doing? If you love that kind of thing, then man, I would love for you to join us at the Influencer 2019 event in San Diego. It's October 10th through 12th, again in San Diego, California. And that's where you're going to come to learn from some of the best influencers in the world about how do you start and how do you really grow? How did we start from scratch and grow our brand? and monetize content and reach more people and build a community of followers around the world and scale an actual business doing it? Just go to influencertickets.com. Again, that's influencertickets.com to join us in San Diego, October 10th through 12th, where I say join us because it's a real community of people teaching you exactly how we started from scratch. It's people like Rachel Hollis, who you know has had two back-to-back number one New York Times bestsellers, one of the most successful authors in the world today. Dean Graziosi, who he and Tony Robbins just did a $30 million online launch. Lewis Howes, podcast extraordinaire at the School of Greatness. Trent Shelton, one of the absolute best viral video makers in the world, an inspiration to so much of our youth. Tom Bilyeu, who built a billion-dollar brand and now runs the Impact Theory show, which I love so much. And so many more real influencers teaching you, how did we do it? I mean, listen, there's no question if you listen to me, you've been impacted, I hope, by what I do. And I'm just here to say, why can't you do that? You know, why can't you have a similar career? It's not like I'm some magician or have some magical abilities. I had to learn to identify what topic and passions I wanted to follow, just like we'll teach you. I had to learn how to build a personal brand and audience, just like we'll teach you. And I had to learn, ultimately, how do you actually earn an income and earn revenue from it, building a business doing it that you love to run. If you're in that game, my friend, go to influencertickets.com. Join us October 10th through 12th in San Diego. I'm sure by the time you're hearing this, our tickets, there's probably only maybe a couple hundred left, I'm guessing. So please make sure you go check it out, influencertickets.com. It will give you all the dates, details, and limitations because you got to get there. If you're totally new to the industry, it's okay. This is especially where you want to come so you can meet new people in the industry, but also see how the best of the best do it and just follow our plans. You guys know I'm always saying, you know, coming from Montana, we always say the time to have the map is before you enter the woods. So if you're really into building a personal brand and a major audience, even if you're just starting, this is when you need to learn. Don't go try to figure it out yourself. Follow the strategies that work. We're teaching them at Influencer 2019, October 10th through 12th in San Diego. Again, go to influencertickets.com. Without further ado, please enjoy this training that I did live for our influencer community. Please realize that I might reference something visual that maybe you can't see, but we've edited it in such a way that you can definitely follow these strategies, understand, and learn a lot of the behind the scenes of how the influencer space works, what you can be doing in marketing, and how to grow a real business doing it. With that, my friends, no further ado, let's jump into this episode. We got a big training for you on content proliferation. What does that mean? It means create content and proliferate it out online so that it gets more fans, followers, reach, revenue, or likes. It means how do you take one little piece of content and repurpose that with a strategy so it reaches more people. Number one idea, pick your revenue platforms. Pick your revenue platforms, especially if you're just getting started. Today, it's super intimidating to start doing any content online today, right? You could do an email newsletter. You could do a podcast. You could do a podcast that's on iTunes. You can do a podcast that's only on these other platforms. You can do Facebook. You could do a personal Facebook page, a business Facebook page. You can do Facebook groups. You can do Instagram, but you can do Instagram regular posts, Instagram stories, Instagram TV. You can say, oh, you know what? I really want to be on Pinterest. Oh, you know what? LinkedIn makes me seem professional. You know what? Twitter's fun to get mad at people. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, there's like 10, 11 different places that you can be. And if you're like me and you were doing it by yourself or you are doing it by yourself, you got to pick where you're going to focus. It's hugely important because what most people do is they go, I got to be everywhere. And they spend all this time trying to be everywhere, but they don't make any money. And so if you're going to do this long term as a career, you have to think about money. And people don't like when I say that, but I'm like, listen, if you don't make the money, you can't sustain the message. Like if I didn't think about the revenue drivers from day one, which I had to because I was bankrupt and living in my girlfriend's apartment. She's buying groceries and I wanted to change our life. So I had to immediately start thinking like, where I can do all these things, but I got to focus on something that's going to make me money. And you need to make that determination at some point. Cause I know some of you, you're just influencers. You're on Instagram. You heard that I do this and you hopped over. You're like, this is awesome. Some of you are like hardcore online internet marketers, but you're like also in this place where you haven't really proliferated your content as much. So no one knows who you are. The only critical question is which platforms do you want to make money on or from? And you got to zero in on that. I'll give you some examples. For picking my platforms, I said, I'm going to choose two. My platforms, number one, Facebook. Number two, email newsletter to funnel that sells courses, tickets, books, and the rest of my stuff that you guys know I have. That was it. I'm going to choose to like go deep and go strong on Facebook. And Facebook's going to be my lead. And that was a decision I made because Facebook was like this. If I had to make the decision again today, I would focus on Instagram. And I go, okay, I'm going to go just hard and super focused on Instagram. I'm going to build that. And that's it. One platform. I'd really focus on building one platform incredibly well. And everybody else gets scraps and pieces and once in a while. But Instagram, you live there. I did that with Facebook. I said, I'm going to live here. So I did 4 posts per day on Facebook for 7 years. Never missed. 4 posts a day, 7 years, about 70% of original content that I created every single morning. The other 30% was recycled from my previous content for 7 years. And that's how you take something from 1 to 5 million. I was there every day, 4 times a day. And I responded to all the comments, all the DMs, everything for 7 years. That's the kind of intention and discipline and consistency that I said was going to be important. Now, of course, the question is, well, what do you mean revenue platform? How did you use it, Brennan? Well, what I used it is I would just do all that free content all the time, but maybe twice a week. I do 2 or 3 posts twice a week where I linked over to one of my opt-in pages where people would opt in for either my newsletter or for some kind of free thing from me, where then it dropped them into a funnel where it said, here's some value, here's some value, here's some value, here's an offer. So if you've been with Experts Academy, you all know, and you're tired of me saying it, that's called the OVO. If you don't understand OVO, you're never going to make money in our industry. You've got to take people off of social media, pull them into a page that you control, get them to opt in, enter their name and email, then hit them with the V, that's value, 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 then make an offer. And that's going to be how you're going to start that whole process. I know you, most of you know this, so I'm not going to dig up too deep in it, but you've got to choose where that main revenue platform is going to come from. I chose Facebook because it was not only growing crazy, but they'd also rolled out ads that were really intelligent. And I could use the ads to really target who I wanted to reach and how many I wanted to reach. So Facebook into newsletter or OVO for offer. You might do the same thing with Instagram today. And you would just go live on Instagram as much as you could. You do stories every single day, direct to the story, like talk to it. Obviously, Instagram isn't mine, so you don't see me there pushing as hard as I push over on Facebook. But you gotta choose yours and really go all in. Really go all in. And think about the content that really works there. Obviously, Instagram, your content really works. What's your timing on Instagram? How long is the content that you're creating? Most people think, well, Instagram's, you know, 60 seconds. But most people also don't know that the real power of Instagram is those 15-second stories. Stories are way more powerful than posts. People love Instagram stories. So you're really thinking about those 15-second long conversations where you just go in 15 seconds, go in 15 seconds, go in 15 seconds, showing, telling, and just documenting on Instagram if that's what you're doing. And then in the story, you're linking over to your opt-in value offer sequence. In this story, you're telling them maybe to go to a website to buy something, but you're going to focus on 1 or 2 platforms. Now people always say, but Brent, I wanna be everywhere. You can be, but I'm telling you, if you'll go in all in on 1 or 2, you'll make more money than if you try to be everywhere and win everywhere, especially if you don't have a team, which was my story. If you got a team, you can win everywhere, but you got to get the team for it. Okay? You got to get the team for it. So that's pick your revenue platforms. It's huge, huge, huge. That's number one. You're going to figure out where you're going to win. You're going to get consistent there. On every platform, the minimum requirement, if you're going to own that platform and really scale and build it these days, is 4 posts per day. Period. Instagram, 4 posts per day. Facebook, 4 posts per day. And I know people always go, well, Brendan, Beyonce doesn't post 4 times per day on her Instagram. I'm like, and she's Beyonce. You live in Dubuque. No one knows who you are, and you haven't released any content. You need to get out there. Right? Beyonce earned her post once in a millennia. You? Not yet. So start posting consistently. 4 posts per day, no matter where you're at, for everybody watching this who has less than 5 million fans. 4 posts per day. Get in the game. Number 2. You've got to set your daily and your weekly and your monthly rhythm for your content, for how you're going to create it. It's not like I go into each week unsure of how or when I'm going to be filming. On that Wednesday, I shoot a bunch of ads. On that Thursday, I shoot a bunch of YouTube videos for the next 8 weeks. I've got a schedule in my mind or my calendar or with my team of when I'm going to be shooting. And that calendar has to be real for you. And it's the hardest thing to teach somebody new in the influencer space. They just go randomly and create stuff sometimes, but you can't create enough to proliferate a real brand these days randomly. I mean, it's gotta be scheduled. I mean, you gotta be there. All of our major influencer clients have a content calendar. They know when they're gonna shoot. They know what they're gonna release. They know their approach to it. All of them do. And it's super hard. Maybe your team doesn't always know the content. My team doesn't always know where I'm at. Sometimes we're last minute, who's shooting, what's shooting, everything. But I know when I'm creating, especially again, for my revenue platform. So for example, for Facebook, I do Facebook every morning. So I get myself, I do my morning routine, some of you know. After my morning routine, one of the first things I do just as a discipline is sit down and I knock out or schedule my 4 posts for Facebook. It's just done. It's the first thing, because that's a revenue platform. I'm going to make sure that for me, those 4 are done. That's a daily thing. And most people way overcomplicate this. You're telling yourself this story. It's going to take me 4 hours to get ready. It's going to take me 4 hours to shoot content. And you've conned yourself into believing you can't do content every day. You know, one of my favorite influencers right now is become a really good friend is Rachel Hollis. Rachel and Dave Hollis, some of you guys know them for the Rise and Rise Together podcasts on iTunes. Her book just cleared her 1,000,000th copy. Shout out, Rachel. Pump for you. 1,000,000 copies of Girl, Wash Your Face. I hope you've all read it. She's just crushing it on every level. But the reason I tell that story, because her daily rhythm, her and her husband go live on Instagram and Facebook every day, 8 a.m. Central Time. It's built into, they have like 1,000 children and they have busy days, but when they wake up, and it's, I'm gonna tell you, it's not always pretty. Rachel gets up and her hair's over here and so is Dave, so his hat's down like this, and they're like surviving on the coffee, like, and they're, but they're there and they're live and they're going to be fun and they're going to have a great time no matter what they look like, no matter what they're dressed like, no matter what town they're in, no matter what hotel they're in, they're going to knock out a 30-minute live every day, and that's how they became huge. It's that dedication and consistency. When most people, they've told themselves a lie. Well, I gotta you know, do my hair and makeup, and then I gotta get the perfect lighting. And we just tell ourselves this because you watch something like this and this looks produced. And it is, right? I can produce like this. I've got the time and the team and the videography. Like, I can do it. But really, my sticking point is I'm just not grabbing this often enough randomly. But what I love is the real creators, they're not doing it randomly. They're just grabbing it and they're making sure it doesn't matter what they look like or what they feel like. They're logging the time,
Rachel and Dave, 30 minutes every day, don't matter. And that's setting that rhythm. They became phenomenons. A million copies? That's a phenomenon because they go live every day. A million copies? Because what people don't know, everyone says she came out of nowhere. This is her sixth book. For the last 10 years of her life, she has done books and worked in our industry, and she never made a dollar. She never had profit in a decade. This year, she's a multimillionaire. That time that she put in, every day she got up and wrote. Every day. Every day she thought about what she wanted to say. Every day she did a post. It's just consistency. Your rhythm is what dictates the size of your career and your following. Because that rhythm, the more often you do it, the better you get at it. I'm sitting here, I don't have, you know, a script or a teleprompter or points up somewhere. I'm able to talk this long because I have just done it so often, I don't need notes. I've trained so much, I don't need notes anymore. That took a lot of time, but it's because all those times I said, guess what? Every week we film. So every week we filmed for a decade. That consistency is what's going to really build your brand and your business today. And I know some of you all know this, but some of you who are new, you got to gut check yourself. Are you doing it? Do you know what you are creating every day versus what you're creating every week versus what you're creating every month? As an example, right now we're on our monthly rhythm, right? This is what we're doing as a team. We do our live cast every month. We do one big live cast day every single month. I go live for three groups every month. I go live for either 1 hour or 2 hours. This is our monthly rhythm. And that monthly rhythm is something, it's scheduled, it's in the calendar months out in advance now. I show up, we knock it out, team takes it, goes and rocks it out like I'm gonna teach you in a minute. But that's like set in stone in the calendar. Also in the calendar for me is creation day every single Tuesday. That's my weekly rhythm. So on Tuesday, I sit down and that's when I do a lot of writing. That's when I go through my old folders and files and grab my old favorite quotes. It's going to go for the rest of the week. That's the time that I'm creating either strategy for the team or the business or what we're doing. That's like a very serious creation day for me on Tuesdays. Tuesdays are good for me and I choose that day because that's usually, if I'm going to be home, I'm usually home on a Tuesday because the weekend I traveled, either flew in on Monday or something, but Tuesdays usually I get to be at my house. If I'm traveling that week, I'll usually try to get back home. So that's a great creation day for me. And that's scheduled. It's pretty much my morning. And so I don't schedule anything. Very rarely do I schedule anything before 1 p.m. on that day, because that's that day of the week that I just create, right? And sometimes it's just none of it turns out to be any good. I sit down there with a big poster board and I just start drawing stuff with my Sharpies and coming out with ideas, and sometimes it's completely crap, but I do it. Every week, I have a significant creation time, right? When I'm writing books, I took notes from researching every day for literally 20 years of my life. Think about what that does for the quality of your content. Because the reason you need a rhythm isn't just so that you put it out there. You need the rhythm to gain expertise. One of the reasons you have all these influencers who are broke is they don't actually have any expertise. They do something once in a while that gets clickbait, that gets the views, the likes, grows their fan base to millions of followers, but they're broke because they actually don't have any expertise to make any money from, right? They kind of look good, they sound good, but they never developed expertise because they didn't dig deep. And part of the reason you set up your weekly and your daily and your monthly rhythm is it forces you to master the content. You can put me in a room with literally any psychologist in the world, and I can hold my own for hours. Why? Because I do the research and I'm always on top of it. Any performance coach in the world, Super Bowl winning coach, brand new high school coach, or some new nutrition coach, put me in the room, hold my own for hours. And I don't say that to brag about it. It's because I did the hours and hours and hours of a rhythm every day, week, and month for a decade. And I want you, wherever you're at in your career, some of you guys have way more experience than me. Some of you are just starting. And so wherever you're at, I don't even want you to think about content proliferation until you've got a daily, weekly, and monthly rhythm that you've dedicated yourself for, because that's gonna create the good stuff, right? Lots of people can pick a revenue platform and post four times a day, but it's those who are doing good stuff that people actually share and like or find their tribe in that makes all the difference in the world. Okay, number three, big one. Repurpose and boost. This is a big thing. So you've created all this stuff, right? Every day you're creating something, or every week or every month, you've got your four posts. Now it's like repurpose that stuff and boost it. And here's what I mean by repurpose it. I don't mean like repurpose to sell. We'll talk about that later. I mean, take pieces of what you've already created and chop that stuff up so that it can live in other places or individually. So I gave you the example, and I shared this with my team the other day of our strategy, right? I'll do a YouTube video, I'll come in the office, we'll knock out a YouTube video. And then once we're in the office and we knock out the YouTube video, let's say I do a video, say on how to be more productive. I'll usually teach, you know, 3 to 5 points in that. Let's say I teach 5. Okay, that's one video, and that one video goes up on YouTube. And that's what most people do. They do that, and they're done. But what we'll do is we'll say, okay, Brennan just taught 5 points. Did I just use myself in third person? I did. That was weird. I just taught 5 points. So I'll tell my team to grab each of those 5 points. I say, listen, I just taught 5 points in that video. Here's what I want you to do. Video team, grab each of those 5 points. Okay, take those 5 points, cut them separately. Give that to the Facebook team. Facebook, each of those, that's 5 posts. That's 5 separate posts now, right? Go over on Instagram, that's 5 separate stories, or that's 5 separate posts on Instagram. Hey, that's 5 separate posts on LinkedIn for the week. That's 5 separate posts and summaries on Medium. That's, you know, that let's use that in different ways. Also, go ahead and take that same thing. Now go grab graphics. Go grab any great quote I said in there and make great quote cards. I must have said at least 5 great things. If I taught 5 points, I must have said 5 something good in there. Go make 5 quote cards from that. There's 5 more quote texts. Then grab the whole thing, pull the audio, repurpose it, add a bumper at the beginning of the audio and a bumper at the end. That's the podcast. And now that one action that I did is now able to proliferate across multiple platforms, but not just multiple platforms, as multiple posts across multiple platforms. That's what we mean by content proliferation, right? It's not just take it here and also put it here. It's take it here, yes, also put it there, that's once, but then take it and cut it, and then put it all those places too. And that's how it looks like you are just so prolific, because all week, this stuff is just dropping everywhere. And now also think about, you've got all those little pieces out there. And if you're smart, you're putting them in Dropbox folders or some other online storage, the cloud, and it's on your phone. So in for me, let's say it's a week, I didn't have time to create something really new. Or it's a day and I wake up and, you know, I'm sitting there and the cat's looking at me like I'm dumb because I'm not doing anything. I'm looking at the cat and I'm like, I'm as dumb as you. I can't come up with anything new. Guess what? I might be dumb today, but Dropbox isn't dumb. So I open up, I pull off some old content, and I schedule that to post and go out. So the nice thing is, once you get in that weekly, daily, and monthly rhythm we've been talking about, all that, you just put it in an archive. And now it's in an archive. You put that archive on your phone so you can access it at any given time and punch out. And even if you're like not wanting to post the same thing, change the image. Make a new quote card from it. You know, listen to it, get inspired by it, knock out a new audio on your phone. Yes, you can knock out audios on your phone for your podcasts. You don't have to have a big production. You don't have to do it from your laptop. You can just knock out it from your phone. So don't overcomplicate it. Get consistent, right? Don't overcomplicate it. Get consistent. That is the ultimate thing today. It's so much more about how consistent than you are than how good it looks or how fancy produced it is. Trust me, unless you've got high paying clients or there's the expectation you've set for that, but that's really up to you. Okay, now notice I said the idea here was to repurpose and boost. Okay, don't miss that part because that's where the magic really happens. So what I mean, okay, I had that content. I put it out all over it on different platforms. I grabbed that content, I broke it up. I put all those other pieces on multiple platforms. Now the job is to go and look at the end of each week or the end of the day, depending on your rhythm. I just did it at the end of each week. I would look back on my revenue driving platform. Remember, that was me for that was Facebook for me. It might be Instagram for you or Pinterest for you or LinkedIn for you. But what I want you to do is go back to the platform that is your revenue driving platform. Go to your revenue driving platform and look at the last week and see what hit. What piece of content did you release that got the most likes or the most shares or the most comments or the most repins, whatever, depends on what platform you're on. Which piece of content most succeeded on that platform? And then take that, whatever that post was, and boost it. So on Facebook, meaning you literally hit the boost button, it's gonna say, okay, who do I boost this to? And what you wanna do is you wanna target your ideal audience right there. So if I find this video got viewed 20,000 times and most of them got viewed 5,000. Okay, the 20,000, that's the winner. Let's boost that to everybody who we know is kind of like our buyer. So we call it a buyer boost. Let's boost it to all of the people who are like our buyers. Why? Because we know that content piece already, that's the winner, right? So a lot of people are trying to make ads and guess of what's gonna succeed, what's gonna be popular, but you just did a week long of content. So it's like, what won? That thing's already successful. Grab that thing, boost that thing, and then put a link in that boost to your OVO or to the page you're selling, whatever you're selling, or to your newsletter, wherever you want to drive them to capture their email or capture the sell. Make sense? So that was something I did for like 5 years straight, and it was huge for us. 5 years straight, just every Friday. That's what first thing I do. I wake up, do my morning routine, sat down, think about what I was supposed to do for the day. And then when it was time to start, I log, okay, what worked this week? And I just scroll back through Facebook. What worked? Ooh, that one was the hit. Great. Boost. Target my buyers or people like my buyers or interest categories I'm trying to go after or audiences or influencers I'm trying to go after. Boom. And I just boost it 7 days, a couple hundred bucks a day or 10 bucks a day or whatever my budget was at the time when I was beginning. And I just let that thing hunt for 7 days. It'd just be doing the work. And guess what? People already liked it and it has my link. And so people are starting to share the crap out of that thing. And all week, people are sharing a piece of content that would usually have what? Died, right? Because on social media, that content, it's gone now, it's old. But now all these new people are seeing this piece of content that's already a winner. That's what I mean by repurpose and boost. And if you don't have a boost strategy in play, man, you're just beginning. So you got to get it going with the boosts. It's going to help a lot in whatever platform you're in.
Okay, it's Brendan. And yeah, I'm going to serve you up a quick little promotion right here to make sure you learn a little bit more with us. If you're enjoying this, let's dive deep. And there's two ways that you can do that. One, obviously, I told you about at the beginning of this episode, where you can join us at Influencer 2019, October 10th through 12th in San Diego. Because if you love this kind of stuff, come learn how 10 other people do it, just like I do it. But also, if for whatever reason you can't make San Diego, October 10th through 12th, then join our Influencer Business Program. That's where I go live, just like you've been hearing, and I teach every month how to build your personal brand, how to do better marketing, and make it really, really specific so that there's tactical things you can do. And I teach really the world's influencers every single month. I go live, I do Q&A, I give a new strategy. I try to teach something that has earned at least six figures, and I try to teach that every single month. So make sure you join that Influencer Business Program if you can't join us live in San Diego. How do you do both? Well, just go to influencermagazine.com. That's influencermagazine.com and choose your adventure. Do you want to come to the live event or would you like to join the Influencer Business Program, the online training component? You get to choose multiple levels. So just go to influencermagazine.com and choose your own adventure with us. Would you like to join us at the live event or would you like to join the online program? And hint, 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 the online program does come with some tickets to the live event as well because it's an ongoing subscription. And Influencer, the live event, is an annual event. So are you confused? Are you ready? Are you excited to start? Would you like to share your passions, your wisdom with the world and achieve financial freedom, lifestyle freedom, and most importantly, real impact? Y'all, go to influencermagazine.com right now. All right, with that, let's jump right back into the episode.
So far we've been pick your revenue platforms, set your daily, weekly, and monthly rhythm, repurpose and boost. Number four, ask your audience explicitly for shares of specific content that you have. I don't know why more people don't do this. And it's so simple. It was a huge secret to our success across all those different pages we had. Because on Facebook, I've got a lot of other pages that we own that isn't my face or my brand. It's like other brands or pages we've bought or supported or built up. And we would go and engage them to build that community. So we would literally, we'd post a great quote or something and we would ask. It's like, hey y'all, could you help us get this message around to everybody right now in our community? We know this is a hot topic issue and people are really struggling with this. Could you share it for us? And I didn't do that, you know, once every 5 days. I was often doing that once a day, or I was doing that once every other or once every third day, depending on what style of those Facebook pages. I was asking a lot. And some of my favorite influencers on Instagram are genius at this. They'll do a great post on Instagram. And then they'll hop on their stories and they'll say, hey y'all, I don't know if you've seen it yet. I just did a post. Could you help me? Could you just go like and comment on that post I just did? It's on this topic. And then they do three or four more stories telling them why I created that post, why this message is important to me, why it'd really help if you supported this. And they would just basically use their stories to get everyone to glom on and go support that post, which would start that post becoming a little bit more viral. Right? You can do the same thing on any other platform. So do a great sort of like, sometimes called a flagship content piece. So it's like, really think through that post that you create. Make something great. Make it a great video. Maybe it's a produced video, or maybe it's an awesome quote with a long story along with it. Maybe it's a photo that you really did spend some time to get that photo and do a great shoot and write a badass caption. But then you want to leverage that platform itself in your next couple of posts, asking them to perpetuate that post. And this should be something that you do very consistently if you really want to build the audience. Now, I share people all the time. It's like, at some point, you might not need to do that as much. Like, I felt like when we really got into the big fans and followers and our tribe was so huge, we didn't really need to do that as much. It just kind of organically happened. But when you're building, I mean, that's everything. That was huge for our early success on every platform that I've ever tried to really go on, whether it was my personal brand or our business pages. It was just like masterful. So I want you to think about, when are you gonna ask your audience for those shares and how often? And it's different for every brand. Like I have some like celebrity folks where they don't even do it ever until they launch a movie. They launch that movie and they are just all over this strategy, asking everybody to share that trailer. I just posted the trailer for our new movie on Instagram and Facebook. So I'm here live with you guys on Instagram and Facebook, really just to tell you about the new movie, but also ask a favor. Could you go share that trailer for me? So we'll also do that with YouTubers. They'll put out a big piece of content, and then we'll have them do another video, just literally asking people to share the previous piece of content. That's how a lot of times movie studios, sometimes you see those trailers on YouTube that like in 24 hours get 3, 4, 5 million views. Do you think that happens because they're that good of trailers? Pretty much never. What happened was the studio went out to 15 to 20 influencers who have the interest category of that movie, and they said, hey, we'd like to pay you to do a post talking about what you think of the trailer. And could you drop that post of what you think about our trailer on our page? Could you drop your thoughts about the trailer on your page at this time and on this day? And so what happens on the interwebs, it was all of a sudden on one day, you've got 7 to 15 major influencers talking about what they think about the new trailer for the new movie. And then, so everyone goes, that sounds amazing. What is this? So now everyone goes to the new trailer, right? This is something we were starting to teach and just push on people very early on when we didn't have the ability to boost things on Facebook yet, or when we had, you know, when Instagram didn't have its ad platform yet, or YouTube was too expensive. It was like, oh no, just get everybody talking about the post all on one day, and then everyone will have to go see what the original post is. It's just like in politics, they do that all the time too. They get one news outlet to cover a story, and then they share that news story with all the other news outlets and some influencer or some politician's opinion about the original story. And that's how they make a political story go viral. It didn't go viral. They created the anchor piece and they got the other influencers to talk about the anchor piece. So you can do that same strategy for you creating their content, talking about the flagship or the anchor piece, or you going to other influencers or other partners to talk about it. It operationalizes really well in our industry. It's like a recent example, our friend Lewis Howes dropped a new show with Facebook. And Lewis and Facebook and myself and a bunch of others who support and cheer on just said, okay, let us go post something about your post about the new Facebook show. So we were all linking to and talking about the new Facebook show, and that made that first episode just crush it. It was a great episode. Lewis is super awesome, but more people talking about it is the way it goes. So ask your audience directly for it and also set up other influencers to share about. That would really help. Okay. Number 5, get distribution partners. What's a distribution partner? It's someone that you have teamed up with, or a company that you have teamed up with, who is going to release on a regular basis your content. They're going to take your content and they might repurpose it and put it out there. I'll give you an example of someone doing a good job at that. Tom Bilyeu, one of my buddies, an awesome guy. He does a YouTube show, I hope you check it out, called Impact Theory. Awesome show, badass, really great guy. So what Tom does, he's got his show on YouTube called Impact Theory, but he has distribution partners with lots of other YouTube channels that take his content and they repurpose it. So his, let's say an interview with Tom, he might do an hour long interview. What they might do is they might grab that hour long interview for their motivational channel or their video advice channel as an example. They'll take his hour and they will cut it down to 10 or 15 minutes, put amazing music to it, and it's a motivational video on their channel. That's his distribution channel. They do that all the time for him based off of his content. He's given them a license or permission to grab anything they want of his and throw it up onto their channels, right? That's a very big strategy for those of us who are in kind of the personal development and sort of training or interview or podcast world. We're like, take it and use it any way that you want. Go put some music to it. Go create animation to it. And what people have done when they're kind of, I guess, more experienced in our category is they've chosen those partners wisely. And they have a liaison in their company who stays on top of those distribution partners and says, hey, Brendan put out a new piece of content. Do you want it? Use it for anything. And that's why if you watch those motivational videos on YouTube, sometimes there's me in the middle of it. Or you listen to those motivational podcasts, sometimes it's like 10 minutes of Brendan Burchard going on about something. It's because I gave them permission to just grab it and use it, just put it all around. That distribution partner can be huge for making you look like you're everywhere. And it's great for them because they don't have to create all the original content, right? They love it because now they can release more often because they can leverage what you got. So that's a big, big, big strategy. Distribution partners are really big for growing beyond your own ability to reach things. Okay, number six, recycle previous content. And so imagine now that you've been doing what I'm telling you. You had your weekly and your monthly, and you've got all this content on your phone. One great thing to do is just track all of your winners. What do I mean? Go back and look at all of your posts. Maybe you do this once a month. You go back and look at all the posts now. They've had a whole month to live. So now they're kind of, they've bloomed and probably died on the vine, right? They got the views they're going to get after a month. They've got the things. Go back and look at the weird ones, the blips, the one that got more likes or comments or whatever. Drop those into a spreadsheet. And these are like your best hits, right? You know how musicians have their best hits albums? You want to have your best hits file. And this best hits file, you want to drop something from your best hits file every week. So imagine for 3 years or 1 year even, or 3 months, you've just been saving your best hits. You know that piece works. So put that piece out every week. Put out two or three pieces from your best hits. Because those already get the engagement. Those are already your winners. And this is how you keep your engagement on your pages high. This is the number one thing everyone's asking me about. Like, Brendan, my engagement sucks. I'm like, you probably don't have your recycle strategy. And frankly, by the way, my recycle strategy sucks. I've been waiting for a team to help me with this. But that's what we help a lot of influencers kind of think through. It's like, okay, make that best hits sort of spreadsheet. And every week, drop two or three of those. Because what happens is, you know those already win. Those prop up the engagement on the channel. And you know what the weirdest thing is? I know a lot of you guys are like, Brendan, I can't do that because, you know, people accuse me of not having new stuff. The funny thing is, one, they don't remember it anyway. And two, if they remember it or if they don't remember it, people actually have been shown psychologically to comment and share on things they're already familiar with. So the craziest thing usually happens. The second time you post a winner, it gets more views and likes. And you're like, that's weird. And we've done tests on this to see if it's true. It's because it's not even, you don't even have a bigger audience at that point. It's just that more people in your audience already saw it and they already liked it in their mind, or they already pressed like the last time. They hit like again. They don't even know it. Like a dog. That's, I like it. I like it. I like it. They don't even know. It's unbelievable. So you're like, it just builds the engagement on your page to actually post things that they've already seen before and already liked. And it runs counter to what you want to do as a creator, which is only create new things and not recycle. But recycling can save the engagement of your page. It's hugely important. Because listen, what's the alternative? You're always creating new things and hoping it hits. If 10 out of 10 times you're creating new things and you hope it hits, that's going to get one success rate. But let's say out of those 10 times, three of them, you put in winners. It's going to boost the average success and engagement. I know you get it. So make sure that you build in that. Okay. Last piece, number seven, bundle and sell. you've done all this content, right? And it lives out there. And whether you've charged for it or not charged for it, you know your greatest hits, you know what you've got. Now take some of that content, bundle it, and sell it. And this is how you proliferate to another quality, to another audience, to a different type of person who wants to buy and consume, to the bigger fans. And so I'll give you a couple of different examples. When I do a launch, you guys know I'll do the, like if I do an OVO model where I do three value videos and then a sale. In the past, what I did, like when we did Total Product Blueprint or Experts Academy, what I do is I take those three value videos. Now, this is in the past. I would grab those value videos. And I remember the first time I did this in 2011 for Total Product Blueprint. I did three value videos and then I did the sale. And the videos were like 1 hour or 45 minutes of training. And they were badass. I downloaded those. I put them on DVDs. I created a little workbook with it. And I said, you can have, guys, you just saw me do this launch. Everyone wants all those training videos I did. So tell you what, I just put them on DVDs. You can buy them for $97. And we sold whatever it was, a couple $100,000 of these $97 things that I put out there for free, but I later grabbed and productized. Productized, is that a word? Must be, said it. Then I took sometimes an expert, I'll take the same things I put out. It's out there for free, but you bundle it and you sell it. I got this other example over here. Look at this guy. Some of you all bought this from us online. This is the Brendan Show. Kind of like includes the top 100 episodes of Brendan's chart-topping show, The Charge Life. So my first podcast. We took my first podcast and we took all 100 of them and we put the top shows. So we looked and we got the top 100 performing shows or whatever. And we put them on a USB. This is one of those things that goes like this. It's like a thumb drive and it goes in your computer. Unless you own a Mac and you need a dongle for that. So we got these things and we put this out on the internets and we sold this for $7, right? And when we sold it for $7, then we upsold a course or other things, subscriptions. And so I took a show that was free on the internet and on people's phones. I put it into a product and I sold it. That's repurposing your content. And that really moves the needle. That's what I mean by bundle and sell. Take your free stuff, bundle into a course. We have a new course out. We call it launch something, right? The launch series or something like that, where I took, here's me teaching how to launch a podcast. Here's me teaching how to launch a book. And here's me teaching how to launch an online course. And all those were in different like courses or different programs. They were like all over the webs. And I took it and we put it into one course and now it's a new bundled course. And so that repurposing, that's going to be a great program for us, right? So we repurposed it, we bundled it and we sold it. That's another way to make your content proliferate in different ways, but also monetizing it, which is really important. Most of you watching this, you guys have created so much great stuff and put it out there free because you're giving and you're caring. I'm like, grab some of that. Put it together in something, sell it, make some money. If you don't make the money, you can't sustain the message.
Yes, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this special episode, sort of a behind the scenes look into my influencer career. If you enjoyed this and you would like to learn more, just get yourself over to influencermagazine.com. Go ahead and select whether you'd like to come to the live event or to the online training called Influencer Business Program. Both options are there on the page at influencermagazine.com. For those wondering what's up, we've been working behind the scenes all year on launching Influencer Magazine. It'll be launching late winter with an unbelievable episode. It's gonna be a digital magazine. And we're really excited about it because honestly, some of the biggest influencers in the world have just been freaking out once we announced this because our industry really hasn't had a voice. And it really hasn't had best practices. And honestly, it hasn't had a lot of leadership. And for those of you who know my career over the last decade, as I used to teach Experts Academy, you know, we had literally millions of people who learned online marketing from me. And as the world's transferred into this time of social media, but also a time in which so many people are on social media and so-called influencers, they don't know best practices. They don't know the values of the industry. They don't know how to really build a business that scales. They're just after likes or following or narcissistic stuff instead of really making a difference. So I'm bringing that type of value ethic into the new influencer career by leading the magazine, leading the annual conference, and leading the major online training, all under the influencer brand. And I'd love for you to take part of that, but also get to experience the growth of this industry. You know, it's a $1 billion industry where, I mean, every single day, listen, people have the opportunity to follow you, to buy from you, to share your message. And so my question is, why aren't you there more heavily? You know, why don't you share your wisdom, your life experience, or even just your passions? Whether you're sharing your stuff or you're curating an experience or a community, there is a way for you to earn income at this, build a real business and a real audience worldwide doing it. You just need the step-by-step instruction. So go to influencermagazine.com and either join us at the live annual conference, again, October 10th through 12th in San Diego, or join us in the online training program called Influencer Business Program. We call it that because if you're going to wade in this territory, you should have the ambition to build a real business that allows you to have your lifestyle freedom, that allows you to make your difference, that you enjoy, that makes you the money that you need and really impacts people. That's the Influencer Business Program, which you can again access via going to influencermagazine.com. All right, we'll continue this series. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you do, make sure you share it with four or five friends who are also trying to build their audience or make a difference in the world or who might be interested in these types of learnings that you just listened to. I appreciate you all. I'm so excited to bring you more and more insight into sort of behind the scenes of how my industry and my career has worked. I will continue here on these podcasts to share a lot of personal development. This series is just running while we're promoting Influencer 2019. So I hope you'll enjoy it and you'll share these episodes. Make sure you take a screenshot, share it with your friends, give them the link, but also share it and tag me so that I know that you're listening to these episodes and you're getting value from them. Share with me what you liked, what you really learned from, so that we can not only recognize and reward you, but that we can also invite you in. All right, go to influencermagazine.com. Until next time, my friends, go out there every single day. Remember, you can live fully, you can love openly, and you can make a difference by sharing your voice with the world right now. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.